Hello, everybody. Just wanted to give you a quick update on what's going on with the podcast. I've got a little bit of a format shift going on right now. However, it's not going to be as big of a change as it might appear to be. Obviously, the title of the podcast changed and the art changed. But what is not going to change is I'm still getting together with Clint to do the Blockbusters episodes. So we've got more of those coming out. Just hasn't been quite as many as we'd hoped for a variety of reasons. I'm not going to make excuses, but there's more to come. And Clint and I are still recording those. They're a little harder to edit, a little harder to plan for. So in the meantime, the new format is what I'm going to slowly move forward with. Those episodes will be numbered. You'll notice I already switched the episode with Jarrend to reflect that, just to give everyone an idea of how that's going to work, because that was kind of an interview. And all, you know, although it was basically a movie podcast, but the other episodes that are just pure movie reviews and TV show reviews are going to say Blockbusters in front of them, and then the name of the movie or the TV show we're talking about that day. So Clint will be back for all of those. And Jarrend is going to be back in some way, shape, or form. We haven't fully decided that. That started off just as an interview, but as we were talking, Jarrend said he was interested in, you know, maybe doing some producing and helping with this. He's extremely talented, and I just had fun doing that show with him, and we get along great. He's got a lot of really good, interesting takes on that stuff. So for sure, on the Blockbusters podcasts, he'll be involved a little more in the future. And hopefully even on some of these guest podcasts. So having said that, that's what the new episodes coming out are going to be. You'll see that those ones are numbered, and I've got two of those recorded already and a bunch lined up that I'm really excited about. So the first one that I recorded actually a few weeks ago and just haven't had a chance to release it yet, but this will be released tomorrow, is with Chef Chad Pritchard. He owns Oregano Restaurant here in Provo, and actually just opened a new pizza place called Fat Daddy's Pizza. And I sat down with him and his good friend Matt, who is a food critic, and had a really fun conversation. We talked about all sorts of stuff. I'll probably talk a little bit more about this in the intro to that episode, but it definitely turned into people who are involved in restaurants, you know, just kind of talking about restaurants. So if you're interested at all in what it's like to be involved in working in restaurants or owning and operating them, there's a lot of fun stuff in there. I pre-apologize if it ever sounds like we're complaining. We both really love what we do. And anyone who's worked in it just knows that sometimes it can get a little frustrating. But I mostly wanted to have Chad on because he's gotten really involved in local politics, which I think is really cool and really important. And I wanted to talk to him a little bit about that, which we definitely get into, among other things. Just as a little preview, I thought one of the better quotes, and this is a bit of a gift to his wife, is this one.
My wife's a freaking food scientist. My wife knows way more about food than I do.
That's at about the 1 hour and 3 minute mark. And yeah, that's just a gift to her, so she can just play that over and over and over and over and over again. Have fun with it, right? So seriously though, while I'll release the full conversation, that was a blast. Again, that will release tomorrow. And then next week, my guest is Missy Marlowe. And she was an Olympic gymnast in 1988 at the, Seoul Korea Olympics. For anyone who follows gymnastics, and really, if you follow anything at all, especially in Utah, you know exactly who Missy Marlowe is. She's one of the most, if not the most, decorated gymnasts in the history of the University of Utah, which is one of the nation's top programs year after year after year. She had a lot of really cool stories. So that will release next week, probably Tuesday. And then from there, I've got other things lined up, but I'll announce those as they go. I'm excited to move forward with this. The real reason I'm doing it is I just have a very, very strong belief personally that a big reason we are here on this planet, a whole one of my favorite things about life and one of the core purposes of life to me is to just always be learning and growing. This gives me a great opportunity to do that and to give me an excuse to get together with people who, you know, sometimes it's just hard to find an excuse to get together and chat for an hour with somebody that you really want to have a good conversation with. And for some reason, when you record it and put it out in a podcast, it suddenly makes it possible. So that's what we're doing. feel free to hit me up on Instagram. What I'm going to do is basically just to simplify things, because I do have a lot of things going on. I still have to run my restaurants, although I have amazing employees doing so much for me. There's still a lot to do. I am also trying to bring new podcasts into the Stone Sheba, which is the studio and podcast network we have here in Provo. If you're local, live anywhere around here, contact me. I'd love to get you in here and talk about starting a podcast, being part of the network. We've got some really cool podcasts in here right now. We've got the Silver Screen Redemption. We've got the Odds Against All, Tech Audit TV, which I'm a co-host on, Below the Fold Marketing, which all of the hosts there are, these are professional digital marketing experts. You can learn a lot from that show. We've got Foodcasters, which is our first Spanish-speaking podcast. That is a great podcast. Unfortunately, if you don't speak Spanish, you may not enjoy it as much, but these guys have sexy voices. So you might, I don't know, try it out. But you can contact me through my Instagram page, which is just my personal page, Matt Hassler, H-A-S-S-L-E-R. The podcast is called the Matt Hassler Podcast. It's available on every major podcast platform. You can hit me up on Facebook. I also have a public profile there, Matt Hassler. And you can contact me through the Stone Sheba, either the website, thestonesheba.com. Please follow the Stone Sheba on Instagram and on Facebook for updates on all of the podcasts here. And you can always hit me up at my work email, matt@dpcheesesteaks.com. If you've got any questions about the show, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, if you have a suggestion of someone you'd like to have on, maybe some questions for them, any of the above, I think by simplifying it and just running this through my personal accounts, I'll be able to connect with people more and talk to people more. And then eventually what we will do is spin the Blockbusters episodes back off onto their own podcast feed, which has actually already been set up if you want to pre-subscribe to that. If you just look up the Blockbusters podcast, that's already available. At some point, which I don't know exactly when, but at some point, I will totally spin these off again into their own feed. But for now, they'll be here. So thank you so much to everyone who has listened. Honestly, we have a much bigger following than I expected. That's something I'm truly grateful for and truly didn't expect. And to some extent, feel like I let a lot of people down by not getting episodes out as fast as I expected to. But I'm going to remedy that. I think the new guest format is really going to help that. And like I said, excited to move forward. And I will talk to you guys soon. Yeah, I said that like it was a question, because that's not the way to say that, because I don't know if I'm going to talk to you soon. These things at the end are always weird, because it's like, what do you say? Do you say out? If you say out, do you have to say Seacrest before or after that? Can you get sued for saying Seacrest out? These are some of the deep, deep questions we'll tackle on these guest interviews. Now I just need to find some things to answer about. I'm the champion, swinging low, I'm done. I'm the swing.